Welcome to the Philadelphia branch of Lighthouse Chapel International, under the leadership of the Presiding Bishop Dag Hayward Mill. This denomination has grown with several branches all over the world. We are delighted to come your way with the anointed Word of God, which is able to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned with your heart to receive God's Word through His servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
Amen. God sees all our labors and it is never in vain. Amen. For you to go through snow, those of us who came from South Jersey, it was quite a treacherous drive. Or those of you who live very far, because the local roads are very slippery, but we made it, isn't it? So God sees it and God will bless you. Amen. But don't forget that you are doing it for yourself. You are not here because of you are doing it for somebody. You are not here to because you want to be in church for the pastor. You are not here because you want to be in church for anything other than to serve God and get the blessings thereof. Hallelujah. This morning, let's pray. Close your eyes and pray. Just commit yourself into the hands of the Lord this morning and say, Lord, bless me. Lord, bless me through your word. Bless me through your word. Come on, let's begin to pray. Let's begin to pray that as his word comes for this morning, every one of us will be blessed. Every one of us will be blessed. Will be blessed. Will be blessed. God will bless you. His word is always a blessing. His word is always a blessing. His word is always a blessing. Just pray and thank him for this morning. Bible says this is the day that the Lord has made for us. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Just thank God for this morning. Thank God for this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor in the name of Jesus. Amen. Finally, I want you to pray that God will speak to you, that this morning will be a time of great impartation for your life. Begin to pray right now. Say, Lord, bless me. Speak to me specifically. To me, pray that your heart will be blessed, not offended by the word, not offended by the word. Say, Lord, let my heart be blessed. Let there be a great impartation for me in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we are so grateful to you for this morning. What a great privilege, what a great honor to be in church. We want to say, like David said, with the same attitude and heart, that would rather be a keeper at the door of your church, at the door of your house, than be anywhere else. We are glad to be here. We were not forced to be here. We came willingly and happily. We say thank you. What an honor. What a privilege to serve you. This morning we pray that you speak to us. Let there be a great impartation. Bless us through the sharing of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. And bless all these offerings, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you can be seated. Amen. This morning, I have quite a few very important announcements. So we will do it right after I share just a little bit. Amen. I believe that there are very, very important announcements. It's unfortunate people are not here, but I still will give it. And I expect all of you to share with people whatever was said today. Amen. So we are going back to our topic on tithes. Amen. Why non-tithing Christians become poor? And how tithing Christians can become rich. I'm sharing from this book. Any great person, are you listening? Has to do with books. Any great person has something to do with books. You cannot become great without books. Daniel said that by books I understood. By books I understood. It is by books that we understand. Paul said, hey, my parchments, bring them to me. Don't forget them. Yeah. There is no great man of God that does not read books. When you listen to our bishop, Bishop Doug, our father, my father, preach, you see that he's full of knowledge. Yeah. Yesterday, again, Lady Pastor made sure that he played in the house. The whole, it started from around, when did you start? Before 12 or 12 the hour. It played till this morning. We put it off when we're leaving. And I'm going to do the same thing. We're going to set it up out there. And so long as we're in the building, Bishop will be playing. And as you listen to him, you realize that he reads books. Yeah. How many of you have heard him explain the stars? Hey. Knowledge. Deep knowledge. So you cannot become great without reading. Oh, no. You cannot become great without reading. The person who does not read is as equal or the same, if not worse, probably a little worse than the one who is not educated and cannot read. Because you know it, and Bishop says it's the same, but I want to add more to Papa's saying that person is actually worse because you can do it and yet not do it. It makes you worse, isn't it? So be a person of books. As the year ends, it's a year of greatness. Let it carry on to 2018 and be a person of books, knowledge. Amen. So we're looking at the bad thoughts of non-fighters. The bad thoughts of non-fighters. And I believe that by the time we go through all the points, those who do not pay tithes will recognize one or two thoughts in what we are sharing. Yeah, because for you not to pay tithes, you must have a thought. And just be humble and listen to the message. Woe unto me if I don't preach this to you. Because the truth, it is the truth. And we must hear the truth. Amen. I pay my tithes. I do my best to pay my tithes. And I want everyone to pay tithe so they can be blessed and reap the rewards. Amen. So, number one, we said the bad thoughts of non-tithe payers, non-tithers. Don't forget that we need to renew our mind. So I'm sharing this with you with scripture, so your mindset is changed. Huh? Receiving the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. And make you be a tithe payer so you can be blessed. Amen. God is not looking for our money. Yeah. Bishop Ayedepo always says that there's nothing that you can add to God. Who here feels that you can add to God? Because of you, God became $100 more richer. Because of you, God became $1,000 richer. No. No. Whatever you do, God is who he is. God is who he is. We cannot add to God. We cannot add to our fathers. Yeah. I cannot make Bishop richer by me paying tithes. Whether I pay or not pay tithes, the Lord will still promote him. And he's very blessed. And I'm glad to be associated with him. Amen. So number one, we said the first bad thought is, I earn too little to pay tithe. I earn too little to pay tithe. That is a no-no. All right? There is nothing that is too little. I remember when we started a church, Reverend Justice Hagen was a student. Right. Lady Pastor, do you remember? Yeah, for security reasons, we can't tell you how much his tithe was. How much was it?
It was $15.
Did you hear? $15. What a shock. Kofi? Yeah. Your mentor was paying $15 tithe. Because Lady Pastor was the one who used to count the money. Yeah. And then deposit. You're encouraged? Yeah. But today we don't want to talk about his tithes.
For security reasons, we'll not talk about his tithe.
Yeah. But I remember Lady Pastor, then I was even younger. Lady Pastor always used to remark that this student always paying tithes. Always paying tithes. I can tell you that Reverend Jazz is one of the richest people in the diocese. Yeah. Without doubt. It's a good example. Amen. So you cannot say that you earn too little. Hallelujah. If you say you earn too little, you are behaving like the man who had one talent, was given one talent in Matthew 25. Eh? And then he said, then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou sowest not, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, thou hast that is thine. He said he was afraid. So sometimes it's even fear that makes you not want to even sow into what you have. I have only one, so I can't give it. If I give it, it will never be enough. But can you not see that even when you keep it, it's still not enough? Uncle Charles, is it not true? It's never enough. When you keep it, it's never enough. Uncle Charles is also one of the big givers. He and his wife. It's never enough. It is never enough. You can do. You see, sometimes what deceives us also is that we feel that we are in a place of comfort. We are comfortable. See, but there is more. Turn to your neighbor and say there is more. Number two. Bad thought number two. Turn to your neighbor and say bad thought number two. Turn to your neighbor and say bad thought number two. So what is a bad thought number two about not paying tithes? People also don't pay tithes because they say, I earn too much to pay tithes. I earn too much. I mean, if you put 10% to what you earn, God does not deserve this amount. It's too much. I heard one great man of God saying that. So maybe God should reduce. But may the Lord not reduce. Amen. May the Lord rather promote you. Amen. And may your mind change as you share these things so you become a tithe payer. Tap your neighbor and say, neighbor, I am talking to somebody who pays tithes. Wow. Hallelujah. I feel God in this place. I said, I feel God in this place. Now, for such a person, remember that it is God who gives you the power to make wealth and even to enjoy it. It is God. It is God who gives you the power to make wealth. It is Him. Yeah. I personally, the way I think of myself, I see what I do for the Lord and with the Lord far more important than what I do outside my spiritual or Christianity. Yeah. I see waking up every day to go to work as a doctor just as a means of helping me achieve what I do in the church. Yeah. Don't think the other way. Think this way. That's the correct thinking. Because it is He who gives us the power to make wealth and also to enjoy it. 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and verse 14. Let's look at the nine scripture here. 1 Chronicles 29:14. Let's look at it. It says, are you there? Do you have it? Turn your Bibles to 1 Chronicles 29:14. You have it? If you have it, say, I have it. See, I got it. It says, but who am I? And what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? This is the part we want. It says, for all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. Did you hear that? For all things come of thee. All things. Whatever you have. It's a deception to think that what you have is what you have is your own having. Understand that all things. Everybody say all things. Say it one more time. Say it a third time. Not some things.
all things come of thee. I wish I could reach up and touch it. All things come of thee. All things come of thee. And of thy own have we given thee. So when you understand that all things come of thee, you can understand the second part, that of our own have we given thee. Yeah. Sometimes my sons give me gifts. Yeah, they give me all this time. Yeah, Gilbert will come and then he'll just... Yeah. And I receive it happily. And I say to myself, all things come from me. And mommy, and of what we have given thee, have you given us some? It's nice. But it at least it shows the appreciation of what you have given. You see, so I know you pay. Somebody just said I give offering. It's different. It's different. It is quite different. It's almost like you say I pay state taxes, so I don't pay federal taxes. Or I pay. But Abel, maybe you have to explain this to us, especially with the new laws coming out. Is it fully settled down? Not yet. Still being reconciled. Don't be afraid. Those of you who do not understand the prophetic. Yeah. Have you seen a clip that Archbishop Duncan Williams? Yes. Yeah. You see the role of Trump. You see, stop thinking politically and think scripturally. Yeah. This man is there for a purpose. Told you many months ago before he was elected. Yeah? So let's stop fighting. Don't stop saying bad things. Even if you don't like him, that is not scripture. The scripture says that every authority set is of God. Every authority. Including the ones you don't like. And pray for them. And you watch it. This guy is going to fulfill prophecy. Yeah. Yeah. Archbishop Duncan Williams was explaining. He said, the moment the capital is moved, that marks the beginning of the fulfillment. The next thing will be the rebuilding of the temple. Jesus is coming soon. Was explaining that there had to be somebody of such political mindset. He couldn't have done it with Obama. He couldn't have done it even with Bush. God needed somebody who is carefree, who is not political. The guy is not there to please Republicans or Democrat. He has his agenda. And God has just twisted his heart and do this for me. God chose him. So you better stop fighting God. Yeah. Listen, if I were you, I would be praying rather for America. Yeah, I don't want to scare you, but there are very wild prophetic things about to take place. Yeah. You see, you cannot pray for things to pass. You can pray for an exemption. Because things will come to pass. Turn to your neighbor and say, things will come to pass. But you can be exempted. Yes, that's the prayer we need to pray. Yeah. Those of you who don't pray, Charlie, start praying. Because everybody will have to pray. Amen. Number three. I feel like I'm summarizing last week's message, but it's still okay. Third thought. Why people don't pay tithes. I am not a fool. I will not pay tithes. I am not a fool. I will not pay tithes. I am not a fool. I will not pay tithes. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. You are very wise. Why do you have such thoughts? Why? Why do you have thoughts? Are you one of the people who thinks that pastors created the concept of tithes to take money from people? It existed before even pastors existed. It existed before I existed. Because it's a biblical, God-given thing. Amen. You see, such thoughts are the reason why we cannot have good fellowship. We cannot have good fellowship if one party is constantly having evil thoughts. Yeah, we can't. As I'm standing here, you're analyzing the sweater, the glasses. And maybe you can see your tight in the sleeve. And a haircut. But it does not allow for fellowship. Yeah, it keeps you away and aside and apart from belonging. It's like being married. You're married and every day you have bad thoughts about your spouse. As you are at work, I think by now, who is she with? Who is he talking to? You're always looking at the WhatsApp messages. As soon as she puts the phone down and you see that the shower is running, then... who is this Kojo? And this, Efia sent him another message. Hey! That's your mind. Then when you go to bed, because of the things you've seen on the phone, then you are annoyed, then you turn the other way. When they push you, they say, when they push it, who is this? It's Tarzan in the middle of the night. We cannot have fellowship when you have bad thoughts about people every day. Bad thoughts, all you think about is bad thoughts. Monkey they work, baboon they chop, you know, bad thoughts. There's a scripture for you. Philippians 4 and verse 8. Philippians 4 and verse 8. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. Then it says, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. What do you think about? Things that are pure, things that are of good report, things that are just, things that are lovely. Yeah. It is not lovely and of good report to be thinking he's cheating over me. It is not a good and lovely thing to be thinking always that this person is doing this over you. As he's taking the tithe, his aim is that I should be poor and he should be rich. No. It is rather so you'll be blessed. Somebody say hallelujah. You are blessed. I see you blessed. I see you blessed. Bad thought number 4. My heart and money is not being properly used, so I will not pay tithe in this church. You can impose these kind of ideas in your own business, but you must leave the church to be governed by the pastor. Yes. Church is not democracy. Yeah. Church is not democracy. I remember many, many, many years ago when the church started, all right? Yes. I know Reverend Brian will not mind now, because now he's a reverend. Reverend Brian and a few, they gathered, there was a meeting. Hey, I remember. Yeah, a meeting. Ima? Yeah, to question me. Hey. About things, the way things were being run in the church, that they were not being given the opportunity to and to be part of it, you know. Church is not democracy. There's no parliament in church. It's a deep spiritual thing. Yeah. God set pastors to govern the body. God set pastors to govern the body. It's a spiritual thing, not done with logic. If a lot of spiritual things are non-logical. Yeah. I mean, you have bills. Why do you have to pay tight? You have bills that are not sitting down. They are staring right you in the face, and they are pushing you and calling you. Yet you have to pay tight. It's not logical. If you want to use your mind, that is why it has to be renewed. The engrafted word has to enter and save your soul and get it renewed so that you can even now begin to approve and say, oh no, this thing about God is, it's a certain spiritual way of thinking before you can even get there. Are you understanding? Yeah. So please stop this idea of you know, I'm not included in the decision making. You know, it has to be, and they have to consult me before they make the decision. No. It's not democracy. Psalm 131 verse 1. Quickly. Psalm 131 and verse 1. Do you have it? It says, Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters or things too high for me. The governing of the church is too high for you. The governing of the church is too high for you. That is why God said pastors. He said pastors. If there was no need for governing of the body of Christ in the local church, there would not be any need for pastors. And he said pastors. Amen. And by the way, if you think that the money is not being used properly, leave it to God. Yeah, leave it to God. You cannot play God. That is why it is still an illegal thing by law to kill a murderer. It's only the law that can kill a murderer. You cannot kill someone because you know they say the person just killed. Yeah. Anybody who had tried to kill Osama bin Laden by themselves would have faced the law. That's if the law is properly the law. The law has to deal with the law. God has to deal with the church because it's his church. It's his church. The church is God's church. And God will deal with it as he pleases. Leave it alone. Your responsibility is to do what is expected of you. When you go to work, work as you should. Every now and then I encourage you to take your job description that HR made you sign. At the time you came in, right? And look at it and make sure that you are abiding by the job description. Do it. Don't say because management has not done this, or management has not done this, or supervisor has not done this, or this person has not done this. You are about to lose your job. Do what God says you should do. Do what God says you should do. Don't look at anyone. Because there are matters that are too high for you. Yeah. I've learned in the church, I don't ask too many questions. The ones that I need to know and the ones that pertain to me, I will be told. Are you here or you've gone home? Let's take one more. Thought number 5. The pastors are using our money to buy cars and houses. I almost said cows. The pastors are using our money to buy cars and houses for themselves, so I will not pay to finance their extravagant lifestyle. You see, When you start thinking this way, you are beginning to think like Judas Iscariot. Ask your neighbor that, do you know Iscariot? Say, he was carried away. Yeah, Iscariot was carried away by bad thoughts. Now, you will notice that this kind of thought was the same kind of thought that Judas Iscariot had in dealing with Jesus. Do you remember Mary, who poured a pound of ointment on Jesus? Turn to John chapter 12 quickly. John chapter 12 verse 3. John chapter 12 verse 3. John chapter 12 verse number 3. John chapter 12 and verse 3. It says, then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard. Spikenard. Very costly. Expensive. Designer made. Gucci. Very costly. And anointed the feet of Jesus. We must learn to give expensive things to God. A tenth of your earnings is expensive. We must learn to give God expensive things. David said, I will not give God anything that will not cost me. I will not give God anything that will not cost me. Stop bringing your God that has tuberculosis to the church. When the God starts coughing, that's the one you want to offer. What? One day we're eating at work. My boss took us out and we're eating. And somebody cracked a joke. And they said they wanted to be rich, a lady. So she said, I'm going to look for an old man with a bad cough to marry. An old man, very rich, with a bad cough. Bad coughs are a sign of you're about to die. So you look for goats and sheep with bad coughs. Tibia time. Burnt offering, this one. Don't bring into the church things that you don't use at home. Things that you don't have use of. If you don't have use of, don't bring it. I also don't need it. Yes. Then by the time we move, we have so much junk. Yeah. I told Martha and Stella and her group, I told Martha, did I tell you? I haven't told you yet. Yeah. Anybody who brings something, tell them, Pastor is not accepting things. I mean, there's no way to store it. If give it away, give it somewhere else. Don't bring it to the church. We don't want things that you don't need. Yes. Bring this pot that the leg has become like this. That the pot, the flower pot is about to finish. Then on you. When the flower pot, instead of it standing, see how the flower pot is. When we go to your house, all we see are straight flower pots.
You are saying something.
Hey! This flower pot, I think it's time to take it to a church. Let it stay in your house. Somebody say very expensive. Yes. Very costly. Yes. And it says, and she anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. A woman, that the most expensive part of your body is your hair. Hey, Mikara, your hair. Everybody say only your hair. Yeah. Hey, woman and your hair. Mama Lou, am I saying something? Yeah. I will stop there before the topic gets sensitive. I also have a wife, I know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Touch your neighbor and say it's working. It's working. Let's finish reading the scripture and end. Oh, glory to God. So it says, and she wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. It's when you good, when you do good things, it smells good. Oh yes. It smells good. Next verse. Then said one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot. In case you don't know, it says Simon's son, which should betray him. Which should betray him. You see, such thoughts are even disloyal thoughts. Yeah, they are disloyal thoughts. Why was this ointment sold? Not so. Why was not this ointment sold? Why was not this ointment sold? For 300 pence and given to the poor. Why was it not sold? Why could we not use the money instead for this? Reverend, instead of paying tithes, why can I not use the money to do this? Is it not? It's two different things. Wow. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's powerful. Is your mind changing? Well, I can't hear a strong yes.
Yes.
Is your mind changing?
Yes.
It's a very powerful book. You see, when we say a year of greatness, or greatness is coming to you, or God shall increase your greatness, it's a sum of many actions that you take to become great. Yeah. The counsel of his word. Because it is through the knowledge, I've shared it many, many, many times in 2 Peter 1, we become partakers of his divine nature, greatness, through the knowledge of his word. As you take each part, you see, you cannot take only a part of scripture or a part of the counsel. It has to be the holistic counsel. So we are getting there. And I see God making you great. Your greatness shall continue in 2018. God will say something to us again. I can't wait to hear the prophetic word from our prophet, but God will take us to the next stage. Amen.
Amen.
Bow down your heads as we end in prayer. Every head bowed, every eye closed. And those of us watching by live streaming, if you are here today and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you want to say, Pastor, pray for me, pray with me, I want to give my life to Christ. Just raise up your hand and I'll pray with you. Anyone here, you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you want to say, Pastor, Reverend, pray with me, I want to give my life to Christ. Lift up that hand and I'll pray with you. Anybody here? All right. Okay. Number two, you are here and maybe your life and walk with God is far from what it should be. You want to say, Reverend, pray with me, I want to straighten up my life with God and walk with him closer than ever before. Raise up that hand and I'll pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Let's all say this prayer, including those watching. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you so much. You love me so dearly. You died for my sins. You reconciled me back to you. I receive you today as my healer, my deliverer, and my savior. Thank you for a new walk with you. I have confidence that according to your word, as I have received you, I have been restored, and I'm a child of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Those of you who join us by live stream, God bless you and thank you for watching this service. And we hope that you tune in again another day. God bless you in Jesus' name, amen. But